Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar and the month of fasting for Muslims. During this month, there are certain things that a devout and practicing Muslim refrains from doing from dawn till dusk. These things also include eating or drinking. However, unlike what is generally believed by non-Muslims, Ramadan is not all about discouraging certain activities. As essentially, Ramadan is said to have been created to encourage certain virtues in mankind. These values are of course universal and include patience, moderation, humility, purity, spirituality, forgiveness, tolerance, but especially a sense of care for other people's suffering, particularly that of the poor and hungry. As such, one might even refer to Ramadan as the main Islamic festival of charitable, humanitarian, as well as philanthropic activities also. This is at a time when for any given committed Muslim, the holy month of Ramadan can be either an obligation or a privilege. This of course depends on how the ritual of fasting is perceived. Some Muslims view it as merely a religious duty that imposes certain restrictions on people's daily lives, and one of which they cannot escape for reasons having to do with sin. Others, meantime, may see it as a unique opportunity to engage in certain socially beneficial activities that are not available at other occasions and which have everything to do with goodness. One of these special activities is fasting. Fasting is a willing act of abstaining from certain individual actions or social interactions. As such, fasting is not peculiar to Islam alone, as other faiths too, including Christianity and Judaism, have a similar meaning, although with a different reading. In this program, we wish to briefly discuss Ramadan in general and see how it unfolds among Iranians in particular. In doing so, we will argue some social aspects resulting from such a religious teaching, and we'll find out whether these teachings and traditions continue to have a positive impact on Iranian people's lives. The holy book in Islam is the Quran. To Muslims, it is believed as being the final revelation of God to man, as communicated through a succession of prophets. Muslims believe the Quran, in its 114 surahs or chapters, embodies the very essence of this final divine message, as revealed to the seal of prophets Muhammad, peace be upon him. Although it is not usual for the Quran to give reasons for religious precepts or discuss purposes behind injunctions, in the case of Ramadan and fasting, God has specified a reason. This reason, according to the Holy Book of Islam, is to achieve piety and virtuousness.
The holy month of Ramadan is important for Muslims because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited us to be His guests. And we are invited to take advantage of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The doors of heaven are open for all the Muslims to take advantage of the blessings during this month.
The month of Ramadan is indeed a month of denial. Every observing Muslim who is fasting during the month of Ramadan is put at a test of his or her own self. Obviously, this is a self-conscientious practice. There is no one who is supervising the fasting person except the person himself.
Elsewhere in Islamic teachings, the very goal of Islam as a religion is also indicated as being the attainment of piety and the cultivation of a constant remembrance of God Almighty. Taken together, one might argue that Ramadan in and by itself represents the very best and the very gist of Islam as a divine school of thought. The purpose of Ramadan in Islam as a special occasion for purification of the mind, body and soul is indeed worth discovering. But as actions speak louder than words, so do the fruits of activities engaged by Muslims during Ramadan. The activities undertaken by committed Muslims during Ramadan, however, have many results, a number of which are personal and a great many of which are fundamentally social.
روزه دو نوع اثر داره، یک اثر فیزیکی و فردی داره و یک اثر اجتماعی داره. اثرات فردیش که مهمتر امساکه.
It has many benefits. One of the most important benefits is that it teaches you how to discipline yourself, how to control yourself, how to control your desires.
The month of Ramadan, with its right now in the northern hemisphere of the world, we're speaking about roughly 15 hours of daily denial. And that means a person has the urge to eat, has the urge to drink, has the urge to indulge their desires, and that is checked. And therefore, checking that urge or that appetite causes, to a certain degree, a feeling of pain. Now, when a person experiences hunger and thirst, deprivation during the day, there is a certain type of pain for that. It's not a crushing pain. It's not a pain that is not within the tolerance range of a human being. No, it's within that tolerance range. But that pain itself begins to generate feelings of compassion. It's not an isolated pain. It's not an individualistic pain. That pain of hunger and thirst, the pangs of hunger and thirst, are supposed to generate a sense of social feeling. A person goes beyond their individualistic self and begins to feel that there are people out there who are hungry.
To gauge public opinion about the Ramadan experience in daily lives, we went to the streets of Tehran.
خیلی ماه خوبی بود. آدم نزدیکی با خدا رو بیشتر حس میکنه. اون اونسی که با خدا میگیره و تو ماه رمضان خیلی بیشتر از ماه دیگه حس میکنه. اون امنیت آرامشی که داره خیلی بیشتر حس.
تمرینه. این تمرین یک ماه است که به ما یک آدابی رو به قول شما نشون میده که ما پرهیز کنیم. چه خوبه که اینو ما تو 11 ماه دیگه هم تمرینش کنیم.
ماه رمضان واقعا ماهیه که آدم میتونه اول خودش رو بشناسه. یعنی طوری باشه که اول خودش رو بشناسه، بعد بتونه با توجه به اینکه خودش رو شناخت خدای خودش رو بشناسه.
وقتی من طبق دستور خداوند گرسنگی رو تحمل کنم، تشنگی رو تحمل کنم، اولین چیزی که به ذهنم میرسه گرسنگی افرادیه که به اصطلاح وسع مالی خوبی ندارن. و این انگیزه میشه برای من که تو اولین قدمی که میخوام بردارم برای قرب خدا دست اونا رو بگیرم.
خیلی ماه خوبیه به نظرم. احساس میکنم خیلی به خدا نزدیک میشم. بعد وقتی که روزه میگیری سر سفره افتاد واسه خیلی دعا میکنی، خیلی خوبه خودش. و من خیلی دوست دارم ماه رمضان. حتی واسه اومدنش لحظه شماری میکنم.
فکر میکنم یه ماه خوبی هستش برای تغییر و تحول در زندگی.
اصل ماه رمضان به این نیست که آدم گشنه باشه یا مثلا تشنگی، و فقط اصل اینه که ما اعمالمون رو درست کنیم. اون کاری که تو ماه دیگر می کردیم دیگر اونا رو انجام ندیم.
One curious point in examining the manner in which average practicing Muslims experience Ramadan is whether Ramadan is taken as a religious obligation or if it is seen as a spiritual privilege.
I have a difficulty with the word spirituality because it takes away from the physical meanings of the month of Ramadan. Of course, when a person is fasting, some people understand that to become a heightened spirituality. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think there's something wrong when we limit the meanings of Ramadan to what is called the spirit or spirituality, because it's not meant to be limited to that. It's not a personal, individualistic, selfish spirituality. It is a socialized and humanized spirituality that generates in the fasting person a sense of responsibility for social justice.
Even though it is true that the majority of religious-minded people are prone to seeing religious injunctions as law and something whose violation is sinful, it is equally true that there are a great many people who observe religious precepts for the sake of experiencing a state of tranquility, if not spirituality. This spiritual experience, however, is not by design a self-centered one. On the contrary, it is meant to foster selflessness and cultivate a sense of heightened social awareness.
When we Muslims are fasting during this month of Ramadan, we take our personal experiences and socialize them. So what begins as a personal pain becomes a social compassion for our immediate neighbors, for our communities, for our societies, for the international human condition, and for the global humanity that we belong to.
However, the collective awareness so gathered can be then utilized to further social justice with the participation of people who voluntarily seek to share the burdens of inequality.
This is a voluntary hunger and thirst. Many Muslims in the world, when they observe their fast, they are inflicting upon themselves voluntary hunger and voluntary thirst. So this voluntary hunger and this voluntary thirst goes beyond the individual and the spiritual to become a social hunger and a social thirst.
The social aspect of Ramadan is also witnessed in congregational prayers and sermons held in the mosque or other places of worship. In such events, the attending people also get to discuss their individual daily problems with one another in the hopes of finding a collective and social response. As such, there isn't much difference between the various Islamic denominations, namely the Sunni or the Shia.
Fasting is same between Sunni and Shia Muslims, there is no difference, but there is a little difference on the timings.
Muslims of true faith, regardless of sectarian persuasions and whereabouts, take advantage of the month of Ramadan to strengthen bonds of brotherhood, not just in religion, but also in humanity.
At Lebanon, Iraq, and India and Pakistan, Sunni and Shia Muslims used to live together. Half of the families were Sunni or Shia Muslims, half of the family were Christian or Jewish or Muslim, and there was no problem. Why suddenly all these problems have flared up? I would say this is the enemy's plot to divide and rule by creating false flag operations amongst the Muslims.
Every year, the arrival of Ramadan marks the beginning of a new season of charity work. People from all walks of life, even the non-practicing Muslims, seem to use the Ramadan opportunity as an auspicious occasion for engaging in acts of kindness and generosity.
It is not enough just to undergo this experience on a daily basis. It has to be a cumulative effort. We have to graduate from a month-long experience of fasting with the conviction that something has to be done about hunger and thirst and deprivation and dying.
One Iranian organization in charge of encouraging aid efforts during the month of Ramadan is the Imam Khomeini Relief Committee. The job of this committee is to receive Islamic taxes as well as monetary donations through the regulated channels and provide assistance for the needy in society. One kind of Islamic tax is used is the kind given for the poor's sake at the end of the holy month of Ramadan. This type of charity is called the Zakat al-Fitr. This Islamic almsgiving tradition is widely celebrated by Iranian Muslims at the end of Ramadan and upon the festival of Fitr. The word Fitr means breaking a fast and is symbolic of breaking a month-long fasting tradition.
دیگری هم همین روزه داره که پایان ماه مبارک رمضان من هر روزه داری مکلف موظف است که زکات بدن پرداخت کنه این زکات بدن به کی میرسه؟ به فقرای جامعه میرسه به انسانهای بی‌بضاعتی که خرج سالانه خودشون رو ندارن
Upon completion of 30 days of fasting in Ramadan, every Muslim is required to pay the Fitr alms as a token of thankfulness to God Almighty. This Ramadan-ending almsgiving ritual also serves to atone for the sins of the committed, though sometimes neglectful, Muslim. He or she who may not have been able to fast due to extenuating circumstances use this opportunity of offering aid to the poor in order to make up for their shortcomings in Ramadan. The use of such charity work in Iran has not been restricted only to taking care of the poor and underprivileged, especially the neglected orphan or ignored widow. But nowadays, the alms derived from Ramadan are also being used for bailing out those imprisoned for financial delinquency. Another highly valued activity in the month of Ramadan is visiting family and friends, especially the elderly. A customary practice is for people to invite their relatives, especially the next of kin, to a breakfasting meal called the iftar. Over time, this iftar ceremony has grown into a banquet occasion where family and friends gather in small communities at mosques, banquet halls, if not within private quarters, to break their fast.
در همین ایام ماه رمضان امر به افطاری دادن داده شده که نسبت به دیگران افطاری بدید به روزدار افطاری بدید در ایران ما این افطاری دادن ها بسیار متداول است جلسات مختلف افطار افراد چه در منازل در جاهای مختلف و عمومی افطار میدن این یک نوع نودوستی رو روزه میاد در بین جامعه زیاد میکنه کما اینکه در کشورهای دیگر هم ممکنه باشه از ایرانی ها هستن که در شبهای ماه رمضان قبل از افطار غذاهای ولو اینکه خیلی ساده میپزن و بین همسایه ها توضیح میکنن
Such instances are usually a time for camaraderie and fellowship, for fraternity and solidarity, where the haves freely mix with the have-nots and where differences are set aside and friendship fostered.
We cannot avoid socializing Ramadan, taking it not only into the Muslim parts of the world, of course Muslims are the ones who are fasting, but if we are implementing its meanings, we will take it to the larger areas of the world, wherever hunger and thirst exist.
An interesting aspect of Ramadan festivities in Iran is the media connection. Every year, the Iranian television and radio prepare special programs to celebrate the occasion. These media not only encourage charitable activities by way of covering humanitarian campaigns, but also tend to offer healthy amusement and wholesome entertainment for people. Another undeniable impact of Ramadan is the way it tends to reduce criminal behavior. It's as if the hunger voluntarily experienced and the privation consciously accepted during Ramadan have a way of encouraging people to become law-abiding citizens.
If we compare Muslim societies with non-Muslim societies as far as crime is concerned, there are many different types of crimes. There's theft, there is assault, there is moral prostitution. There's different types of crimes. If we wanted to take overall Muslim societies in the world and non-Muslim societies, we will find as far as petty crime is concerned, Muslim societies are doing relatively well. You can go into a Muslim city around the world and walk after midnight in the downtown area, in the suburbs, and you feel comfortable. You're not going to feel like someone is going to attack you
or someone's going to assault you at night, such as is the case in many parts of the modernistic urban centers of other non-Islamic societies.
مسئولین زیرفت در مورد ارتکاب جرائم میگن در ماه رمضان ارتکاب جرم خیلی پایین میاد و درصد بسیار بالایی هم هست که در جامعه ایرانی بسیار پایین میاد.
تو این ماه جرم جنایت مطمئنن کاهش چشمگیری خواهد داشت و از نظر بافت جامعه اصلا شرایط جامعه خیلی تفاوت میکنه تا ماهای دیگه.
من خودم مثلا وقتی که بیرون میرم خیلی جامعه رو بهتر از روزای دیگه میبینم توی ماه رمضان.
چون ما جزئی از کل هستیم، وقتی جزء به جزء یک کل درست بشه در حقیقت همه چی درست شد. اگر مثلا بنده، جناب علی، دیگران همه درست باشن، مجموعه درست خواهد شد.
وقتی که ما توی موضوعات مختلف سعی میکنیم پرهیز کنیم از خیلی از مسائل، میتونه یه جامعه رو اصلاح بکنه.
ما اگه بخوایم جامعهمون رو اصلاح کنیم باید اول از خودمون شروع کنیم.
Fasting is one of the pillars of the Islamic faith, and it is therefore among the most important acts of worship in Islam. As such, fasting is believed to promote an added sense of social responsibility and personal self-restraint. These qualities together make for a healthy, if not wealthy, society in which godliness means being a good citizen, a good neighbor, and indeed a good human being. As such, for Muslims, the month of Ramadan can be viewed as a special occasion to test people's character and thereby strengthen the self-control and selflessness that are so essential to maintaining a harmonious, constructive, and meaningful life in modern society. The values respected within Ramadan may be traditional, yet they are certainly progressive, enough to ensure a life in balance in a world that has already proven to be out of balance.